Greetings and welcome to the free, downloadable Walt Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, a component of Whitman at 200, Art and Democracy, which was organized by the University of Pennsylvania Libraries Kislak Center and consisted of innovative exhibitions, performances, and programs initiated in conjunction with partner organizations across the Philadelphia and Camden, New Jersey region. You are currently listening to Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, Mixtape Volume 2. My name is Homer Jackson, director of the Philadelphia Jazz Project, and this 10-part mixtape series came about as a way to document songs that we helped to create as part of a series of 4 audience participation events presented during the summer of 2019. These events consisted of singing walkers caroling through the streets of North Philadelphia, South Philadelphia, Center City, and Germantown. These walks were simultaneously influenced by Whitman's poem, Song of the Open Road, and inspired by civil rights movement freedom songs. During a 2-week residency at Spice House Sound, we brought together a plethora of local poets and musicians who have been inspired and/or influenced by Walt Whitman and recorded their amazing performances within this mixtape series. We begin our journey with poet Michelle Myers and Mudong Magic.
I love my mother. This is not an easy thing for me to say, nor is this something my mother and I say to each other. But I do love her, and most of my life I have waited to hear these words from her. I love you, Michelle. Long ago, I resigned myself to accepting the likelihood that I will never hear these words from her. I love you, Michelle. Only recently I have confronted myself with this question, have I been listening? Maybe I love you doesn't always come out as I love you. When I listen to my mother, I hear her criticisms of me. I also hear her loneliness, her unhappiness. Those rare moments when my mother sounds happy are during her remembrances about growing up in Korea. My mother did not have an easy life in Korea. Her father, my grandfather, died in the Korean War. His wallet and watch were all that was found of him. My grandmother remarried, and my mother and her siblings were pushed around among relatives. Though my mother felt abandoned and unloved by her mother because she remarried and started a new family, though she witnessed my aunt, her sister, being beaten until she eventually lost an eye to a fireplace poker wielded by a callous, violent uncle, though she did not grow up within a family nucleus, my mother still had magic in her Korean life which sustained her. There was magic in the countryside where silkworms were cultivated, sharing rooms with their human farmers, eating and eating, their hunger for leaves insatiable. Their cocoons spun with the precious fiber, their slumbering bodies extracted during silk harvesting, cooked and eaten for luck. Silkworm magic. For my mother, her escape from death was also magic. Struck with an illness Western doctors could not diagnose nor treat, my mother turned to a mudang to heal her. Korean Shaw woman magic. Covered with a white sheet, my mother could only hear the mudang weave her magic through her prayers, chants, songs, and my mother could only hope its threads would allow her to emerge from beneath her sheet reborn. She emerged, inexplicably recovered from her illness, and lives. I hear my mother's stories. In them, I hear her nostalgia, her loneliness, her regret, her happiness, her longing. In them, I hear her, I love you, Michelle. by making her stories, my stories, my stories, her stories, I say, I love you, Mom. Hear our story. Invoking heritage, I lay under a white sheet and enter a space open to the melding of memory and imagination. My mind's eye conjures Mudong magic, Mudong chants, and a country hut materializes. Keeper and cultivator of silkworms, mounds of their wrestling, writhing, wriggling masses on shelves lining the hut emit hungry urgency. Leaves are given, they eat. They eat fatter and fatter, they grow. Mudong dances, but silkworms' movement slows. Girths expanding, they tire, and the wrestling slackens. They grow weary, and the writhing slows. They seek sleep, and the wriggling ceases. Overcome by the lullings of slumber, silkworms weave the stuff of dreams in which to blanket themselves. Mudong prays. Underneath the sheet, I hear her voice and feet rise and fall as she sings and dances to the spirits to save my soul. A chicken chatters anxiously, then falls into neck-wringing silence. Mudong entreats. Mudong blesses. The sheet is lifted. I arise to a new life, silkworm harvested and spirit renewed, grasping the threads of Mudong magic, singing, I am lifetimes infinite billion strong. I learned this song from the ancestral throng who within me danced a double helix. Feel this, they whip genetic hurricanes in my veins, gain perpetuity through a pair of cranes. Korean symbol of longevity, their bodies and spirits don't weigh heavy on me. I am who I am because of men like Yun Chun Hee, grandfather, one in a billion ancestor, who lived to prepare my destiny or my harmony. Shin De Sun, I don't need a reason. It's always a celebrate your ancestor season. Season me Korean, nothing else I'd rather be in this lifetime. It's my time to shine and pave the way for generations next to join me in pride express for this mind, this body, this spirit fed X from blood to blood, a billion gallon flow and fam to fam that span eternal through my Korean maternal line. I need to find my space, to find my face in this ancestral embrace that is skin tight. But my skin fits me just right. And like a person who's lost her sight, I search the contours of my face for a trace of this or that ancestor who's melded into my skin forever, ever. They're all there, my ancestral throng, for I am, we are, lifetimes infinite and billion strong.
Welcome back. I'm Homer Jackson, and you are listening to the Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, Mixtape Volume 2. This series celebrates the 200th birthday of world-renowned 19th century poet Walt Whitman. You just heard Philadelphia, performed by the Whitman Ensemble and composed by trombonist Frank Rhine. He's joined by Tim Price, clarinet, Bert Harris, bass, Kim Pedro, drums, and Dan Kaplowitz, who provided the featured guitar solo. This song, Philadelphia, is a twin to the other composition, Camden. And before that was Mudong Magic, Ancestor Worship, written and performed by poet Michelle Myers and composed by Jocko McNelly, who is featured on bass and guitar. And he's joined by Malik Henry on drums. We continue with some thoughts from behind the scenes.
I'm Judith Tannenbaum. I'm the artistic director of Whitman at 200. Well, I had lived away from Philadelphia for about 12 years, and when I moved back, I became very aware of the split between Camden and Philadelphia, how close they are to each other, but yet the distance that there seemed to be, that many people who live in Philadelphia just never go to Camden, and probably vice versa. I knew that Whitman had lived a period of his life in Camden. I didn't know as much about it at that point, but I learned a lot more as I went along. And I, at some point, became aware that he was going to have his bicentennial.
My name is Toby Vent. I'm an artist from Philadelphia, and I worked on the Whitman 200 Art and Democracy Project. Reading some of Whitman's work kind of had me, you know, approach the songs the way that I did. I learned that, you know, he was just on a journey. Life was essentially his journey. He talked about, you know, relationships that he built or lost or didn't need and things he learned and how he felt. And I think I kind of just channeled that and, you know, started putting that into some lyrics that made sense to me.
Everyone has a choice to be the way they want to be. Everyone has a choice to live the way they want to live, the way they see their own life. Everyone has a choice to be the way they want to be. Everyone has a choice to live the way they want to live. It's his and hers and how and what they see. Everyone has a choice to be the way they want to be. Everyone has a choice to live the way they want to live, the way they see their own life. Everyone has a choice to be the way they want to be. Everyone has a choice to live the way they want to live. It's his and hers and how and what they see. Everyone has a choice to be.
You got a choice
the way they want to be. Everyone has a choice to live the way they want to live, the way they see their own life. Everyone has a choice to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The way they want to be. Everyone has a choice to live.
Yeah.
The way they want to live.
Hey.
It's his and hers and how and what they see. It's his and hers and how and what they see.
Sometimes, with one I love, I fill myself with rage for fear I effuse unreturned love. But now I think there is no unreturned love. The pay is certain one way or another. I loved a certain person ardently. My love was not returned. Yet, out of that, I have written these songs. Sometimes with one I love, I fill myself with rage for fear I effuse unreturned love. But now I think there is no unreturned love. Pay is certain one way or another. I loved a certain person ardently. And my love was not returned. Yet, out of that, I have written these songs.
Welcome back. This is the Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, Mixtape Volume 2. You just heard a rendition of Walt Whitman's poem, Sometimes with the One I Love, adapted and performed by Germantown-based poet Lenny Belasco. Belasco is joined by Keith DeStefano on bass, Anam Owili Igar on piano, and Stan Slaughter on flute. Previous to that was Everyone Has a Choice, performed by the Whitman Walker Chorus, which was one of the songs written by choir master Waverly Alston for the New Songs of the Open Road Walks, which took place during the summer of 2019. This song featured the lead vocals of Stephanie Cole and a chorus which included Alston, Helena Reed, Star Brown, Ava Louise, and others. This mixtape continues with poet John Wall Barger's recitation of Whitman's legendary poem, Song of Myself.
So this is Walt Whitman from Song of Myself, Part 6. A child said, "What is the grass?" fetching it to me with full hands. How could I answer the child? I do not know what it is any more than he. I guess it must be the flag of my disposition, out of hopeful green stuff woven. Or I guess it is the handkerchief of the Lord, a scented gift and remembrancer designedly dropped, bearing the owner's name some way in the corners that we may see and remark and say, whose? Or I guess the grass is itself a child, the produced babe of the vegetation. Or I guess it is a uniform hieroglyphic, and it means sprouting alike in broad zones and narrow zones, growing among black folks as among white, Canuck, Tuckahoe, Congressman, Cuff. I give them the same. I receive them the same. And now it seems to me the beautiful uncut hair of graves. Tenderly will I use you, curling grass. It may be you transpire from the breasts of young men. It may be if I had known them, I would have loved them. It may be you are from old people or from offspring taken soon out of their mother's laps. And here you are, the mother's laps. This grass is very dark to be from the white heads of old mothers, darker than the colorless beards of old men, dark to come from under the faint red roofs of mouths. Oh, I perceive, after all, so many uttering tongues, and I perceive they do not come from the roofs of mouths for nothing. I wish I could translate the hints about the dead young men and women, and the hints about old men and mothers, and the offspring taken soon out of their laps. What do you think has become of the young and old men? And what do you think has become of the women and children? They are alive and well somewhere. The smallest sprout shows there is really no death. And if ever there was, it led forward life and does not wait at the end to arrest it, and ceased the moment life appeared. All goes onward and outward, nothing collapses, and to die is different from what anyone supposed, and luckier.
Thank you.
to have you back. This is Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, Mixtape Volume 2. You just heard The Playground by Jaco McNelly and Malik Henry. It's their musical interpretation of Walt Whitman's poem of the same name. The tune features Jaco McNelly on bass, guitars, and banjo, and Malik Henry on drums. And previous to that was Philadelphia poet John Wall Barger reciting from Walt Whitman's poem, Song of Myself, Part 6. And now we've come to the end of this sonic journey. I'm Homer Jackson, director of the Philadelphia Jazz Project and executive producer of this mixtape series. I want to thank you for listening to the Walt Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, a project of Whitman at 200 Art and Democracy, organized by the University of Pennsylvania Libraries Kislak Center. Major support for Whitman at 200 Art and Democracy Artistic Commissions has been provided to University of Pennsylvania Libraries by the Pew Center for Arts and Heritage, as well as the Waterman II Fund of the Philadelphia Foundation, following a recommendation of David Haas, has provided additional support for New Songs of the Open Road. The Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series was recorded and edited at Spice House Sound and Retro City Studios. It was mastered at Lynn Asha Studios. Special thanks to all of the participating poets and musicians who participated in making this mixtape series happen. Thanks to Toby Vent Martin, Waverly Alston, and James Solomon, the creative team behind New Songs of the Open Road, whose work carved the path for this mixtape series. Thanks to the Whitman at 200 Art and Democracy leadership team, including Artistic Director Judith Tannenbaum, Project Director Lynn Farrington, and Project Manager Devin Malecki, who have maintained a steadfast commitment to the vision of this project. And finally, thanks to Alex Santilli and Eric Bozak of Spice House Sound, as well as Brendan McGeehan of Retro Studios and Tom Valpacelli at the Mastering House. This mixtape is a production of the Philadelphia Jazz Project, which is a sponsored project of Culture Trust, Greater Philadelphia, and funded by the Philadelphia Foundation. For more information about this mixtape series and for a more detailed listing of song credits, visit us at www.philajazzproject.org. That's PHILAJazzProject.org.